Tonight is November the 6th, or 18th day of the month of Cheshvan. Rabotai, okay, I'd like to dedicate the shir Le'ilui Nishmas, Yehuda Baruch ben David Wertenthal, Louis Wertenthal, Moshe's father, Zichrono Levracha, and hopefully our learning will be Le'ilui Nishmato. The most important thing is that he has a son who comes to learn. That's the most important thing. That's the biggest Le'ilui Nishmat you can do. We are on Daf Yud Dalet Amud Aleph, and as last week, we have to begin with a He'ara. I don't know how long it's going to take, but it's who cares? We concluded the last week's share with a question that the Gemara left unresolved. The previous Gemara had said that if somebody lost something and he was busy all of Erev Yom Tov looking for it and therefore could not take a shave, that was not considered a legitimate reason as to allowing him to take a shave on Chol HaMoed. Why was it not considered a sufficient reason? Because if he was going to take a haircut or a shave, nobody is going to know that he happened to have lost something, and therefore the argument which the Gemara used was Yomru kol hasirikin asurin usrike baitus mutarin. The prototype of this argument is as follows: the issue was that on Pesach, when you're making matzah, Chachamim did not allow you to make the matzah in your own unique shape. You had to bake it plain. Just pound on it, flat, and that's it. Because they were worried that if you're going to take time shaping it, it's going to be machmitz before it's ready, you know, ready to go. And you're not going to be careful about that. So these people from Baitus, who developed a mold, said, we're not going to spend a lot of time. We just take the dough and put it right into the mold, and that's it. It takes 2 seconds. It's not going to lead to any chimutz. And nonetheless, they did not allow the people from Baitus to engage in forming the mold. Why? Because no one will be able to know the difference that this was done by Baitus and this is done by any Tom, Dick, and Harry. And therefore, people will go ahead and take advantage of it and make elaborate forms. And under those circumstances, it's going to come to chametz. So whenever there is a reason to prohibit, even if that particular reason does not apply, we maintain the teeth of our gzeira. That's what the Gemara said. Hence, if you lost something which preoccupied you all day on Erev Yontif, you're still not allowed to take a haircut or a shave on Chol HaShemoed unless you are one of those that are stipulated in the Mishnah. However, the Gemara completed its discussion with a question raised by Rab Zeira. So let's just read the 3 lines that are relevant. Ba'i Rab Zeira, smack in the middle of the page, before the 2 dots, in the middle of the page of Yudal and Amud Aleph. Ba'i Rab Zeira, Uman Sha'avda Lo Aveda Erif Haregel Mahu. What happens if it was the barber who lost something? Well, in this case, Kevan de Uman Hu, Muchacha Milsa, do we say that since he's an Uman and lots of people are going to be standing in front of Chubby's for a haircut, for a shave on Erev Yontif, and there's going to be a big sign posted, closed today because I lost my keys or something, and therefore everybody in town many people will know that the reason why he did not take a shave today, and perhaps other people in town will be able to claim, everybody knows why we didn't take a shave. What happened? The barber lost his keys. Or some other Uman, the baker lost his keys. So everybody standing online to buy kosher Pesach cake, and nobody can get anything because Butterflakes closed, because they lost their keys. Everyone is going to know about that. Or do we say, Oidilma kevin delo muchacha milsa kihanach lo? Or do we say that this is not exactly on the level of any of the cases documented in the Mishnah, and therefore we should retain the Isur of shaving on Chol HaMoed? Answers the Gemara, Teku. So we asked the question last week, if it's Teku, what would you say should be the Halacha? The Halacha should be that what? That this is a Sveika de Rabbanon in all probability, because the Isur Malacha on Chol HaMoed is the Rabbanon. So we should say you go to Kula, and you should allow people to shave. So we're going to see a couple of opinions today, whether you should go l'kula or l'chumra. So, and even more compelling is a case which Tosfos raises for us. So if you take a look at Tosfos on the bottom of the page, Uman she'avdalo aved berav regel, pirish bekuntres, the Be'uman mi'bayile, Avol b'nei ha'ir, afal pi she'ein lohem p'nai, ein lohem uman acher, lo mi'bayile, the pshita de asurim. Tosfos says, the only question of Rabbi Zeira was, he's quoting Rashi, is in relationship to the Chubby himself. Chubby didn't take a shave. So we want to know if Chubby can take a shave on Chol HaMoed. Because everybody in town knows that he certainly would have been open on Erev Yontif to give himself plus everybody else a shave. But he didn't open up because he was busy. He lost his keys. Couldn't find them. But the rest of the people in town, there is no question that we are not going to even ask the question. Everybody in town is judged by the regular criteria of the Gemara, and under those circumstances, it's definitely Asur. The only question was for the Uman himself. Now, why is that the case, that it's only for the Uman himself? Tosfos doesn't tell us. Neither did Rashi. He doesn't tell us what's the logic. Because if the barber is closed, what difference does it really make whether we're talking about Mr. Chubby himself or anybody else? Everybody has the exact same reason. The barber wasn't available. Everybody in town knows that the barber wasn't available. So why should it make a difference between the Uman or anybody else in town? But Tosfos takes it as a Dava Pasha.
Well, who said the Uman's the barber? You just happen to give that as an example.
Okay, so I'm giving that as an example.
Well, let's say it's not those.
No, he said, but he says Pirish Kuntras, Rashi specifically.
Okay, but that it was the barber. The Gemara doesn't say that.
Correct. So let's. But according to Tosfos, Rashi would apply it not only to the barber. If the baker lost his key, so who's the only one who can go ahead and take? So under those circumstances, why didn't he take a shave?
Because the baker was looking for whatever special.
Good. So the only time that you. What about everybody else?
Of course they can't.
Why not? Because they should have taken a shave.
Because Chubby was open. Ah,
so therefore, there is no question if it's the baker who lost his key. I know the answer without Tosfos. But if the barber lost his key, then everybody should have the same excuse. Everybody should have. Right? What's the excuse that everybody has?
But
the barber wasn't available.
Rashi used the word kagon. He's not saying it's definitive.
I know, but I know Rashi says that. But the reason why Rashi chose that is because it makes sense vis-a-vis everybody else. If the baker lost his key, or the shoe man lost his key, how does that explain why you didn't take a haircut?
But Rashi would be applying to not just the barber himself, it would be applying to anybody. You read the Rashi, what does he say?
I know that. I don't think that that's what Rashi said. And I want to know, according to Tosfos, what might be the difference between the two cases. He doesn't tell us. All I can tell you is reiterate what I said last week. I don't know. Tosfos is imagining or engaging in what might be considered less than hair splitting differences. This is an oinus which everybody knows. This is not an oinus which everybody knows. Why, I don't know. I can't explain it logically. But that's what Tosfos says. And end of discussion. So the Gemara's question, according to Tosfos, what was Rab Zeira's question? Tosfos claims only about the barber. Everybody else, Rab Zeira knows the answer to that question. Loi mitan aleph. No, absolutely not. Now Tosfos introduces something else. Yesh lehistapek im chola v'nisrape im mutu legaleach im muchecha milsa kihani. What happens if somebody was ill? Somebody was ill. That should be a pretty good excuse why you couldn't take a haircut on Erev Yontif. You were sick in bed. You had fever. So Tosfos says, Yesh lehistapek. I'm not sure about this. Not only could you not have taken a haircut because you were sick, take page number one of the handout. There's a Gemara in Avodah Zarah that says, there are six things that are, if you do these six things, that'll enhance the cure of your illness. And there are 10 things, if you do, which are not good for your illness, and you'll have trouble recovering if you engage in any of these 10 things. And I bracketed the Gemara. Asara dvarim machzirin esachole lecholyo v'cholyo kashe. 10 things, not only do they bring about a relapse, but it's a relapse that's even going to be worse than the condition initially was. Eluhein, ha'ochel b'sar shor, somebody who eats the meat of an ox, shuman, if you eat fat, basar tzli, if you have roasted meat, basar tziporayim, bird meat, beitza tzluya, a roasted egg, shachlayim, I didn't look up, I was lazy. Anybody know what shachlayim is? I was lazy, I didn't look it up. V'tiglachas, taking a shave or a haircut. That's bad for bad for an illness. It doesn't stipulate what type of an illness.
Merachetz.
What?
Merachetz.
Yeah, right. Merachetz, go to the bathhouse.
Okay.
Gvina.
We're taking
cheese,
this seriously?
Vikaved and liver.
We're taking this seriously?
Of course we're taking it. It's a Gemara.
It's medical knowledge in a Gemara. That's clearly,
based on their time.
Clearly ridiculous.
That's what the prevalent medical opinion was in the 3rd century. That's all I can say.
Maybe the issue was spreading disease.
That's not what it says.
How is he spreading disease?
Well,
first of all, even...
Well, that's not what it says.
That's not what it says.
He's going to get
sick. Right, he's going to get sick. I can understand the merchatz would be that. But if I eat liver, chopped liver, how's that going to spread disease? Or I eat a roasted egg, beitza tzluya. Okay. So, not only is taking a haircut, you know, when you're sick, a little difficult because you're sick, it's terrible if you take a haircut. So, should this person have a very good excuse as to why he didn't take a haircut? Yeah, he's following the Gemara in Avodah Zarah. He's not taking a haircut, so why shouldn't he be able to what? To take a haircut on Chol HaShamoed.
Does everyone know he's sick?
Ah, so that's going to be the excuse. Now we're going to see how a variety of Rishonim handle.
I'm sorry to go back. Can you explain how Rashi understands the Gemara?
Yeah, Rashi understands the Gemara, and he gives a case. I believe that case is done for a very good reason, that example. So technically, Rab Zeira is not talking about anybody else. Rab Zeira is talking about the Uman himself.
Why would I think otherwise is what I'm trying to get at?
I would have thought Tosfos raises the fact that it's about somebody else. So I can make Rashi, if it's Rashi's case, we can understand why Tosfos is talking about not only the Uman, but somebody else as well. Rab Zeira is only talking about the person who lost it. Now the person who lost it could be the baker. Well, if the baker didn't take a shave, everybody in town knows why he didn't take a shave. Because what was he doing? He was looking for his keys all day. But does everybody in town know that? Yes, because nobody bought any kosher Pesach macaroons on Erev Pesach. Why? Because the store was closed. When you went to the shoe man, nobody had heels and soles put on Erev Yontif, and they walked around with terrible looking shoes because the shoe man lost his keys. Everybody knows it. That's Rav Zeira's question. Tosfos brings in, there's a discussion not only about the Uman, but the impact that the Uman has everybody else. That question only works out if which person happened to be the Uman? The barber. Then everybody in town has got an excuse. How come we didn't take a shave? And that's what Tosfos is addressing.
So Tosfos is not saying Rashi says that?
No, Rashi... That's the example which Rashi gave. Therefore, we can pursue a question which Rav Zeira did not necessarily include in his query.
How does this relate back to the guy who only has one shirt and we say it's...
That's going to come critical information. Because the Rambam omitted the Gemara's answer. We'll take a look at this a little later. Ezuro mechiyach alav. That your gartel is indicative why you didn't wash your shirt. We'll get to it soon. Take a look at page number 2 now. Page number 2. So the Meiri also formulates this as the barber. Ir shiloha yasham elo sapar echad. There was only one chubby in town. Vine'enas otoha sapar, and something happened to that particular sapar. Velo yachol l'saper me'erev yom tov, and he could not take a haircut on erev yom tov. Im haya ha'ones hanikar lehedya. If it is black and blue, clear, why he couldn't give haircut. Kigoin shekafat alav choli. O kayotze bazeh, mutarin lehistaper. Everybody is allowed to take a haircut on Chol HaShamoed. Bein hu mutar lesaper, v'anchi hoir lehistaper. So what Tosfos remains is what? As a sorech iyun, yesh lehistaper, the Meiri writes as a dover pashut, at least his first gut reaction is that everybody in town is permitted to take a haircut. Aval im machmas ones she'eino nikar lehedya, but if it's based on some compelling reason which is not abundantly evident, kigon shene'evda lisapar aveda, the barber lost something. He lost something. He lost his tape recorder. Who knows what he lost? He lost something. Vitara chasapar achareha, and the barber is now spending the rest of his day looking for ukayotze bazer. Af alpi shekol ha'am yodin esaones machma shabo sham lehistaper. Even though everybody in town knows exactly why he's not giving haircuts. Because they all came to get a haircut. And there was a sign on the door, or somebody was there, telling them, barber is not in, because he's looking for his tape recorder. Velo mitza'uhu, v'chikro alinyano, and they inquired as to why he's not giving haircuts. Zuhi shenishala b'sugyazu, v'nishara b'teiko. This is precisely the case which the Gemara is asking about, and there is no answer to this case. Which case are we in doubt about? If the sapar lost his tape recorder. So under those circumstances, even though the majority of the town knows the precise reason, that is identified as a sibah she'eino nikar lakol. Why, if he's ill, it is considered a sibah hanikar lakol, and the Meiri said it's definitely okay for him and every person in the town to take a haircut. And this, because he lost his tape recorder, everybody knows exactly what happened, and it's not considered, perhaps, we're not sure. Again, I can't define it. Maybe. No one has told us what exactly is the difference.
Maybe.
Hold on, just one second. Umitoich kach pasku ba rov poskim lichumra. The majority of poskim, says Tosfos, says the Meiri rather, paskin lichumra, that neither the guy nor anybody else are allowed to take a haircut. The asur lehistaper. Umikol makom yesh poskin ba lahakel kedin kol suffix sofrim. Some paskin that is only a suffix the rabbanon. And if it's only a suffix the rabbanon, you have to go lakula. You have to go lakula. Those who hold, so as we pointed out at the end of Shir last week, it might simply depend whether you believe the Isur Melacha on Cholosh HaMoed by definition is an Isur Doraisa, or it's an Isur Derabana. That's apparently, that's what the Meiri happens to say. That's what the Meiri happens to say.
Maybe the key word is Lo Yachol L'Saper, meaning that the issue is it's clear to all why he cannot give haircuts today, because he's sick in bed. As opposed to, if he's just out looking for his tape recorder, he's just making a silly choice. Meaning that he can really give haircuts if he decided to look for his tape recorder later.
Okay.
So therefore, it's not nikar why he can't be cutting people's hair today.
Okay.
But it also has to be good for him in order to allow everyone else to get a haircut. If it's not good for him,
right,
no one else can either.
But nikar would mean that he's sick, he lost his blade, you know, the store blew up, you know, something that he can't cut hair.
I hear that.
That's
I hear that. So, but obviously Tosis didn't agree with you. That's what Tosis says is still yesh lehistapek. But you could say that in the Meiri. That's very possible. So the Meiri himself says that we go lekula, but he acknowledges that roif poiskin go lechola. If you turn to page number 3. There's a tshuva of the Rashba, a very short tshuva, who also goes l'chumra. Ula inyan chole shinisrape b'moed. Somebody who was ill and got cured in cholosh moed. She'amarta imuto legaleach b'moed. Mimnei shaloha yachol legaleach kol ha'moed. L'fi she'amru, because the Gemara says, she'hagiluach kosha l'chole u'machzira l'chol yod. That in the case of an illness, says the Rashba, you are prohibited to take a haircut. And his argument is as follows. She'im kain lisniya bahani bahadi hanach demasnit in me'elu megalchan. Chole is something that, you know, happens all the time. So the Mishnah should have thought of that particular case. It happens much more frequently than a guy getting out of jail or a guy getting out of being released from a nidui, from a cherem. People get ill all the time. Ubehedya amru b'gemara hoshar kol adam asurin. The Gemara's inference is that if you have a list, only those included in the list are permitted to take the shave, and those who are not included in the Mishnah are asur. The Ode Nirali Raya, Shelo Kol Mi Shelo Haya Legaleach Koidem Amoed Mutter Keosen Hashnuyin B'Mishnah Seinu. Not everybody who couldn't take a haircut on Erev Yontiv is allowed to take a haircut on Cholosh Amoed. Not as opposed to those that are listed in the Mishnah. How do I know? Midda Amrina and Hasam, as the Gemara will say in the next Gemara that we will probably learn next week. Katan shenolad b'moed mutu legaleach she'ein lecha yotze min ho'asurin gadol mizeh. If somebody was born on Cholosh HaMoed, he is allowed to take a haircut. As the Gemara will explain later, why is he taking a haircut 2 days after he was born? Because he was born like Esav. Kulo ke'aderes se'ar. And he needed a haircut as soon as he was born. So, ein lecha Yoytzei mi beis asurim. He was in prison on Erev Yontif, in his mother's womb. Ein lecha yoytzei mi beis asurim gadol mizeh. The ha-yotzei mi beis asurim dafka. So why did they have to make this analogy that a kid who's born is like somebody who's getting out of prison? Asks the Rashba. Why did they have to make that analogy?
Because it's not listed.
Because otherwise, it's not listed in the Mishnah. And anything that you might want to say, he wasn't born yet. So what could he do? But he's not in the Mishnah. Therefore, you have to come up with some type of logic to compare it to a case in the Mishnah. Therefore, dafka hu shebo in lahatir umishum dechlal de bichlal hashnoi b'mishnah seinu huze ha mishum lo hayachal ligaleach kodem amoed lo. But the mere physical fact that he could not have taken a haircut on Erev Yontif because he was not yet born is not a sufficient reason to allow you to take a haircut. Only because he was in prison. And he was just released from prison. It's a very unusual Rashba. Strange Rashba. But anyhow, that's what he says. Yeah.
Our Gemara is not talking about the Rashba's question either.
No, only Tosis did. That's correct. Yes, correct. Yeah.
The case of Rabbi Yochanan with the belt is very interesting because it's not just the fact that people are going to know what he's doing. It's the fact that they understand that he didn't have any other choice.
Mm-hmm.
Right? If he only had the one shirt, even if he'd laundered his shirt before Yom Tov, it's still dirty now on Yom Tov. He has no other choice but to now launder it to be fresh for the rest of Yom Tov.
Right.
And in all those other cases in the Mishnah, too, we're operating, I think, with people who are saying it's clear that they have no other choice. I feel like in all the other cases, it's not just about whether people will know that the situation is an ones. There's also the aspect of whether or not you'd be clear of the fact whether or not the guy really even had an option in the first place to get a haircut beforehand and not also.
That's true. Take a look at page number 4, the Bach.
I mean, that's why Meiri is Megel in those cases where, like, the barber himself is sick. So it's clear, not only is it that the barber is sick, but no one else had no other choice to get a haircut. So there, if you've got that double aspect again, like the tunic.
Point well taken.
That's why he was Megel.
Point well taken. Says the Bach, I bracket it, Avodas Harif the Harash, the Harambam, the Hasmag, Shelo Heviu Hach, the Ezer Mochiach Alav. Rabbi Yochanan's qualifying remark that the reason why we allow somebody who only has one shirt, or one pant, to wash on Cholosh HaMoed is because Ezuro Mochiach, his gartel, whatever interpretation you expect from last week, that criteria of Rabbi Yochanan was omitted by the Rambam, the Rif, the Rush, and the Smag. Nira shidochu oso mehalacha. Apparently, they rejected Rabbi Yochanan from the halacha. Ukimashikosav maharai biksavav simin reish lamatas. The Trumas Hadeshen says, dechol heicha dechazinan. Demevi ho alfasi sha'ar mili mehach dina de itmar beloy plukta vehishmit incha inach mili shaminin mina de sovar de lav hilchosehi. Any time the Rif does not quote something where there is no opposing opinion to, it's just that only one person said it. Who said it? Rabbi Yochanan. Nobody disagreed with him. If the Rif chooses not to code it, you know that the Rif is paskening that the halach is against him. Against him. Udechavase hacha, the hishmit hach de ezuro mechiach halav, sover de lav hilchasi. That the halach is against Rabbi Yochanan. Vita'amo, what's the reason why the Rif decided to pasken against Rabbi Yochanan? the Bereish Pirkan Garsinan, Boi Rabzeira, Avdolo Aveda Erev Haregel, Ravashi Masnihachi, Boi Rabbi Zeira, Uman Sha'avdolo Aveda. Answer the Gemara, take it. Umashmalaha Alfasi, the Belishna Kama, Nami Ko'i Beteku. In the first, there are two questions which the Gemara asked. Two questions. Number one was...
Abdullah Aveda.
I lost something on Erev Yontif. Am I allowed to take a haircut? So, what did Abaye respond? Abaye, in our Gemara, seemingly resolved that question, saying, absolutely not. What was the logic of Abaye? Yoimru, people will say, oh, this guy is allowed to take a shave and I can't take a shave. I don't see any difference. What's the difference between me and that guy? And they will not necessarily be aware of the fact that what? That he lost something and he was preoccupied in Erev Yontif. Says the Bach, the Rif rejected Abaye as well. And when the Gemara answers, Teku, the teiku of the Gemara is answering not one question, but two questions. It's answering question number, it's like an imtim tzoloimar afzu kitani. Meaning, if I have question number one, I lost something, am I allowed to take a haircut? The answer is, I don't know the answer to that yet. Now I can say, okay, Naniach that I cannot take a haircut. What happens if the Uman, the Sapar, lost something? Would that be even a little more extenuating circumstances? And what does the Gemara answer? Take it. Says the Bach, the Rif believed that the Gemara's answer, teiku, is to be applied not only to the second question, which is formulated in the name of Rab Zeira, but even to the first question, which the Gemara asked, stam, am I permitted to go ahead and take a haircut on Cholo Shemoed if I lost something of a personal nature on Erev Yontif? The Gemara is answering teiku to both. And ignoring what Abaye says.
Ignoring what Rabbi Yochanan says, really.
Rabaye and Rabbi Yochanan. Both. So, if the Gemara now says, that if the Rif omitted the Ezuro Mechiyach Halav, what did the Gemara state unequivocally that is permissible on Cholo Shemoed? What does the Gemara unequivocally state is allowed to be done on Cholo Shemoed? That somebody who only has one garment is permitted to wash it on Cholo Shemoed. End of discussion. So what do you see? What conclusion must you reach from that Gemara? What conclusion must you reach from that Gemara if you omit the phrase Ezuro Mochiach Halav? What conclusion must you reach? Formulate the principle that you learn. If the Gemara says that if you only have one shirt, you are allowed to wash that shirt on Cholo Shemoed, even though laundry is also to everybody. What's the principle that you can extract? Rabotai, I'm not going further until you tell me the answer. Yes.
If he's washing it in Cholo Shemoed, it must be his only shirt.
Say the principle. Yes, don't tell me about work. If you have an excuse, if you have a valid excuse, then you're allowed to do it on Cholo Shemoed.
We reject that.
Well, no.
One second. Hold on a second. I'm just telling what the Bach is saying. If the Rif did not read, include in the Gemara, Ezuro Mochiach Halav. He rejected Rabbi Yochanan's qualification. So what does the Rif conclude, at least according to the Bach, simply based on the Halacha? That some, Mi sheyesh lo chaluk echad, mutar lechabez et hachaluk becholo shamoed. Is everybody in town going to know that it only has one shirt? Is everybody in town? Absolutely not. That was the whole point of Rabbi Yochanan. The whole point of Rabbi Yochanan was that if you see the gartel, you now know this guy only has one shirt. That maintains the principle that what? That the Mishnah has a very strict list, and if you don't qualify to meet the Mishnah's requirements, you can't take a shave and you can't do any laundry. But if you reject that Rabbi Yochanan statement, if you believe that the Gemara rejects Abaye, if the Rif rejected Abaye as well, what was Abaye's whole argument? That what? That we apply what the Gemara said in Psachim here. You mean to tell me we're going to make distinctions amongst people? What's the answer according to the Rif? Yes, we're going to make distinctions amongst people. That if you have an onus, if you have an ones, you are permitted to take a shave, and you are permitted to wash your shirt, despite the fact that nobody else knows about it. Why? Because the Gemara ends with a teiku, and the teiku is going to be resolved likula, because it's a din derabanan. So I've resolved three cases according to the Rif. Somebody who only has one shirt, nobody knows about it, is allowed to take, is allowed to wash it. Somebody who lost something is allowed to go ahead and what? Take a haircut, because he was busy looking for whatever he lost. And the barber who lost something, everybody in town is allowed to go ahead and take a haircut. That's how the Bach interprets the Rif. That his omitting this particular halacha, plus his resolution lenient about teiku, he believes that the Rif now resolved all of the Gemara's questions, not only the last question, but all of the Gemara's lakula. And he junks Abaye, junks Rabbi Yochanan, and claims that the Gemara simply says teiku, I paskin lakula, and therefore all of these cases are permissible according to the Bach, claiming that this is
The opinion of the Rif.
So why specify anything in the Mishnah then?
Yeah. What?
So according to him, why specify?
Okay, so what the Mishnah is just doing is just giving us a broad category of what?
Onus.
Of well-documented onensin, where everybody would agree that that's an onus. That's a very good question.
It's not comprehensive.
That's it. Yeah.
Is that clear when you read the Rif directly, what he said?
We could take a look.
I don't understand. Where did he get that the Rif said he quotes Rabbi Yochanan's statement without the reason?
No, Rabbi Yochanan's statement was not quoted by the Rif at all. He quotes the Gemara. Mi shi yesh lo chaluk echad mutar lechabes et ha-chaluk an cholo shamoi.
But that was
Rabbi Yochanan said, "Vahu," because Ezoru Machia Chalav. Yeah, whoever it is. I'll read you the Rif. Should have photostated it. Easier.
Why isn't that a little bit of a jump to say that? That say that he allows anyone? Why you have to imagine that he had to have something in mind specific in that case? Because otherwise wouldn't he have made a more general statement?
Was it one second?
It's in page Yudamid Beis.
In the Rif?
In the Rif.
Yudamid Beis in the Rif. Could that be her Rif?
Is it the same as mine?
No, I have a different Gemara.
This is the Rif, isn't it? Rabbi Nissan?
Yeah, that's the Rif.
Yes, it's right here. I'm a Rabbi Yochanan.
Mishain the Cholok Echad Mutal Chabse B'Cholok Shomoed.
Period.
Yeah, period. He does not say,
Behu
Ezura Mechoy Echalav. Right.
Well, why does that then go on ahead and give the green light? to anybody with onus. Why wouldn't he have?
Because he derives a principle from it.
As what was the case of the Uman or the Abdullah?
I'm going to quote the Uman. No, the Uman, the regular case, he didn't even quote. Misha Avad Layaveda, the Rif doesn't even quote. Let me just see how he quotes the Uman case.
I don't understand the style of the Rif. That he just says the statement and doesn't give the reason, that means he automatically disagrees with the reason?
No, that's not a reason. Rabbi Yochanan wasn't the reason. Rabbi Yochanan was a qualification. The who, when does the halacha apply? When a zuro mechor halav.
Well, Rav Ashi said it for Rav Yochanan.
Right.
Rav Yochanan made a blanket statement.
Rav Ashi quoted Rav Yochanan.
No, it wasn't the who was saying. It was the state regarding that.
Yeah.
He quotes Rav Yochanan without the qualification of Rav Ashi.
What?
He quotes Rav Yochanan
without the qualification.
Without the qualification of Rav Ashi. If you read the Gemara straight, when does Rav Yochanan say the guy can wash his garment? Why? Because his belt, his gartel, is clear. But Rif doesn't quote that. He just says he's allowed to wash because he has one shirt, period.
Right. So the conclusion which he draws from is that if you have a personal ones, under those circumstances, you're allowed to wash. You're allowed to wash. So too, you're allowed to shave.
Right, but my thing is, I don't understand, is why just because he made a statement like that, then it was...
Because if there was, he would list it as...
He would have to list it as a qualification, of course.
What is the difference?
What's the difference?
If you think of shaving for a Chol HaMoed, if you see Yontif, you're not shaving. You see that. Right. If you have a clean shirt on a Chol HaMoed, whether you have only one shirt and you wash it, or you have three shirts, and you put on a clean one, they don't know the difference. They see you wearing a clean shirt, but maybe you have four clean shirts. They don't know whether you did something on a Chol HaMoed. You take a shave, everybody knows you took a shave on a Chol HaMoed. It's clear. It could be a difference. Wondering maybe, okay, there's an option that maybe had another shirt.
I hear. I'm not saying it's wrong. I could hear that. I could hear that. I certainly could hear that. Yeah.
So the mission now, instead of being a definitive, defined, limited thing,
is a much broader, is much broader
by way of example.
That is correct. That is correct.
And even at the end, they say Hari Ilu Mutar Sharkal Adam Asurin, which he seemed to be limited.
That line in the Gemara would be very, very difficult. Unless Osharkal Adam means if you don't have a really good excuse. Anybody else is not allowed to take a haircut on a Chol HaMoed.
So do people have to know he's got an excuse?
According to the Rif and the Rambam, no. You don't have. That's the whole point. You don't have to know about your personal excuse. You don't have to know about it. Yeah. However, as the Me'iri made note of the fact, there are those poskim who go l'chumra, and the logic quoted by the Nemuki Yosef, again he's not on the source sheet, but the Nemuki Yosef quotes a very insignificant principle. Namely, what is the reason why you're not allowed to take a shave on Chol HaMoed? After all, it should have been Tzorech HaMoed. So what's the only reason why you can't? Because Shelo Yikanes L'Regel Kishehu Menuval. Now that clearly is a din d'Rabbanan. But once the din d'Rabbanan kicks in, what now might be brought to the fore? If I should hold that the Isur Melacha on Chol HaMoed is an Isur d'Oraisa, even though the reason for this is not because of the Isur d'Oraisa. Mitzad the Isur d'Oraisa, taking a haircut on Chol HaMoed should have been mutter, because it's Tzorech HaRegel. It's Tzorech HaRegel of the last day Yontif. But the reason why you can't do so is certainly only a Derabbanan. But once the Derabbanan kicks in, now what will now shine to the fore? The Issa D'Oraisa of Giluach. We mentioned this last week. That now it'll be included in the Issa D'Oraisa of doing Malacha when you're not allowed to do malacha, even though the reason why you couldn't do it is only initiated by the Rabbana. And that is a principle which has many, many examples. One is, I'm going to mention it tomorrow in the Daf Yomi Shir, is the Gemara in Maseches Makos says that a case, the Mishnah in the first parak of Makos talks about a case where you cannot implement the din of Edom Zomim. Edom Zomim is the din that if two Edom come to Bez and say whatever they said, that they testified that Reuven killed Shimon, and two other Edom said, you could never have testified, you were with us at the giant debacle on Sunday. And I like the words of Mr. Mara when he was asked to comment on it. He said, the game itself is the greatest commentary. I don't have to say anything. The game itself. The game is moichiach, how they quit. The game itself is, I don't have to say that anybody quit, and especially in the secondary, because they're angry at me because they suspended Jenkins. That's all. So, everybody else. Ezuroi moichiach halav. So the Mishnah talks about a case, for whatever reason, you cannot implement kasha zama. Two witnesses said that this person is a ben gerusha or ben chalutza. He is a chalal, disgraced, and cannot do the avodah. Why? Because we know that this kohen had relations with this grusha, and the child conceived from a grusha is a chalal. The problem is, chalutza mida oraisa does not generate a chalal. A child of a relationship between a kohen and a chalutza is a kosher child. It's only us, only a chalal midrabana. And yet, the Gemara now applies the general rule that these two Edom will get malchus based on the fact that they violate something else. You can't do kashazama because of Xeris HaKasav, but here you're getting malchus on a din d'oraisa for a case where the whole psul was only with the Rabbana. So I'll elaborate tomorrow if you come to the Daf Yomi at 6:30. But the famous, most famous case is a Gemara in Masechah Sukkah, if you remember when we learned Sukkah, the first parak, many years ago. The Gemara says, there's a machloikis in Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Huda, if you're allowed to eat in a sukkah that's on top of an animal. Rabbi Meir says, the sukkah is pasul. Why is the sukkah pasul? Because midrabanan, you're not allowed to climb on an animal on yontif. So now, if you can't climb on yontif, it's not, there's a psul de oraisa called sukkah haru'uya l'shiva. You have to have the sukkah theoretically available for you for all 7 days. Because it says chag ha-sukkah tasa lecha shivat yamin. So it has to be available theoretically for 7 days. This, based on a din d'rabbanan, is not available for you for 7 days. Midoraisa, you're allowed to climb on an animal. So even though it's a din d'rabbanan, it triggers a din d'oraisa, and here too. Since you're not allowed to take a haircut, because the Chachamim said, shelo yikanes l'regel kishu minuval, now that the din d'rabbanan is, it resorts to the isa d'oraisa, and therefore I can paskin l'chumra. That's what the Nemuka Yosef says. That's why I paskin l'chumra in this particular case. Lama gein weiter. So the Mishnah had said that one of the cases which the Mishnah lists is haba mimdinas hayom. Somebody who came from afar, was traveling on the seas. Says the Gemara, Masnisin Deloy ki Rabbi Yehuda. The Sanya Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Haba Mimdinas Hayam, Lo Yigaleach, Mimne Shiyotza Shelo Berushus. Because he left before Yom Tov without permission. Since he violated perhaps an Isur by traveling even before Yom Tov, Therefore, on Cholo Shomoed, he is not permitted to take a haircut, says Rabbi Yehuda. So our Mishnah is against Rabbi Yehuda. Amar Rava, Loshut Divrei HaKol Asur. To simply go on a cruise and to be on the boat on Yom Tov, everybody holds that's Asur. Limizonos Divrei HaKol Mutter. To go on the seas and travel, even if it means you have to be on the boat for the purpose of earning a living, everybody says it's mutter.
Mutter meaning to get a haircut when you come back.
That it's mutter to go, and therefore it's mutter to take a haircut. Exactly. He did not go be'isur.
Okay.
So he can take a haircut. What is the machloikis? Loinechleku elu laharvicha. The machloikis is only if his purpose is to make a million. He has enough to support his family, but he wants to make a couple of more dollars. Who doesn't want to make a couple of more dollars? So mar midamele lekiloshut. Rabbi Yehuda compares going for extra money to a case of going on a cruise. Umar and the Chachamim in our Mishnah midamele kilomizonos. They compare going for a couple extra dollars to the case of mizonos. Okay, let's go to mizonos. So that's what Rava says.
When you say you're not allowed to go out, what does that mean? That you go out when you won't have enough time to come back before Yom Tov?
Yeah, precisely. On Erev Yom Tov. Because you got a lot of things to take care of on Erev Yom Tov. So now that Rava made his statement, Tosfos and many other Rishonim ask a simple question. How did the Gemara say, unequivocally, Masnisin deloy k'Rabbi Yehuda? The opening line of the Gemara was that our Mishnah cannot tolerate Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. That's the opening line of the Gemara. Masnisin deloy k'Rabbi Yehuda. Asks Tosfos, what do you mean Masnisin deloy k'Rabbi Yehuda? Why don't you say that our Mishnah of Habam Mdinas Hayom was that what? That he went out for Mizono's purposes to make a living.
Because already the Mishnah told me that.
The Mishnah doesn't say every single word. We know that. The Mishnah talks in code. So therefore, Rabbi Yehuda would also admit that for Mizono's purposes, that was a legitimate reason. And now that he came back on Chol Shomoi, he'd be able to take a haircut. How do we know Masnisin Deloy K'Rabbi Yehuda?
And so went away with, and would have had enough time to come back. And something happened, and he came back the last minute.
It depends. So that's a different sugya. That's called oynis b'yom acharon. Whether oynis b'yom acharon is a valid excuse or not, that's a machloikas teachers against everybody else. Teachers all say, I gave you 50 days to do this assignment. On the 49th day, something happened. Something on the 49th day. Don't give me, should have done it all before. The Gemara talks about a get. Oynis b'yom acharon. Somebody gives a get al tanai. If I don't come back within 30 days, the get should be valid. He's about to come back, and he just has to cross a little bridge, and the bridge collapsed on the 30th day. And he's screaming his head off, hey, I'm back. Nobody knows. The Maisa didn't come back. So she's Megureshes. If you hold Oynis B'yom Acharon, lo Shmei Oynis. If you hold Oynis B'yom Acharon, Shmei Oynis, then, so that would be what it depends on. So Tosfos answers that how is Rabbi Yehuda's opinion formulated in the Brisa, which led the Gemara to say Masnisin deloy k'Rabbi Yehuda? What was the words in the Brisa itself? What are the words of Rabbi Yehuda in the Brisa? Omar Rabbi Yehuda. Omar Rabbi Yehuda. Tosfos claims that there is a difference between Rabbi Yehuda Omar and Omar Rabbi Yehuda. Omar Rabbi Yehuda means he's coming to challenge. Rabbi Yehuda Omar means what? He's coming to explain. that I can agree with the Mishnah in some of the cases. Mm-hmm. In some of the cases. Sure. And here it says, not Rabbi Yehuda Amar, it says Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Mm-hmm. Amar Rabbi Yehuda means Amar Rabbi Yehuda. I'm arguing with the Mishnah. That's what Tosis says.
I think it's the reverse.
What?
The reverse.
The reverse. Okay, the reverse. Rabbi Yehuda Omer. That means
he's going to argue.
He's going to argue. Amar Rabbi Yehuda means he's coming to be mefarish. Okay, that's what Tosis says.
How does he know that? He quotes other. He knows that from somewhere else.
He knows that from a lot of places. That's what he claims.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll trust him.
Trust him. Okay. So the Rush and the Ritva ask a very simple question. Even if the guy went on a cruise, did he violate an Isur by going on a cruise? No. The Gemara in Shabbos says, if you want to get on a boat, when should you get on the boat? Tuesday. Why? Because you should have 3 days to get used to the travel before Shabbos. There are many very weak reasons why you're not supposed to board a boat on Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday. Many weak reasons, not very compelling. And many Achroinim have said that today, none of those reasons are applicable. So one of the reasons happens to be that you're going to feel sick on Shabbos, and we don't want you to feel sick. But if you're throwing up for 3 days, by the fourth day you'll feel just fine and dandy. I can tell you from a personal experience that on a boat, it never gets better. Never. Either you never get nauseous or you do get, but you don't get used to getting nauseous on a boat. So the Rosh and the Rosh says, what Isur did he do? He followed all the guidelines. He got on the cruise on a Sunday. Carnival tours. He on the big boat, the carnival. Then on Sunday, what's the Isur? Therefore, the Rosh and the Ritva and many other Rishonim introduce that where did this boat take off from? Eretz Yisrael. And where did he go? To Cyprus. He went to Chutz La'aretz. And that there exists an Isur to leave Eretz Yisrael. Not only for Kohanim, who certainly have an Isur to leave Eretz Yisrael. Why do Kohanim have a separate Isur to leave Eretz Yisrael? Because Gozru al Tumas Amamin, Chazal, we go there, that all of the ground of Chutz La'aretz is Mitameh, and a Kohen has to avoid certain forms of Tumah. But even a Yisrael is not permitted to leave Eretz Yisrael and go to Chutz La'aretz. And the Lecha Mishneh in Hilchos Malachim explains why. Because you're going from a higher level of Kedusha to a lower level of Kedusha. So since, says the Rush and the Ritva, we will now explain our Mishneh, Habam Imdina Sayam, where did he come? He left to Chutz La'aretz. And he came back to Eretz Yisrael on Chol Shomoim. Because he went out Be'isur, we're going to nail him and not allow him to, according to Rabbi Yehuda, not allow him to engage in, according to the Brisa, according to Rava, not only the Chacha, not only Rabbi Yehuda, Hakol Moedin. According to Rava's explanation, Loi Nechluku Elo Laharviach. But Lashut, to go on a cruise, Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim acknowledge that they're not allowed to take a haircut under those circumstances. Because it's Asur L'Kulei Alma to go from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz La'aretz. It's not only a Kayin. So even though the Mishnah doesn't say, it just says, Habam Medina Sayam, and many Achrayim point out that if that's the case, there can be a leniency as well. I went on the Kinneret, on a cruise on the Kinneret. So I never left Eretz Yisrael. I stayed within 12 miles international waters, after 12 miles international waters. But I stayed within the 12 miles. I always stayed in Eretz Yisrael. My boat came back on Chol HaShomoim. Couldn't take a haircut. according to the Rush and the Ritva, some Achroinim say you should be able to take a haircut because you violated no Iser whatsoever because your boat ride was in Eretz Yisrael. Or if your boat ride was in Chutz Laaretz, you went on the Atlantic Ocean, you went from New York to Cuba. I didn't violate any Iser. The Iser is only to go from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Laaretz. So if you believe that the reason why they punished you, penalized you of not taking, because you violated an Isur, that's only if you left port in Eretz Yisrael and went to Chutz Laaretz. But if you didn't go, if you went in Eretz Yisrael itself or in Chutz Laaretz itself, you violate absolutely nothing. Absolutely nothing. So, it depending on how you learn this Gemara about Lashut will impact how you interpret the Mishnah. So either Habam Mdinas Haya means that we're going to say that you can't go on a cruise and be on that boat over Yontif. Okay, that's the issue. You're on the boat over Yontif, even though it would appear from the Gemara in Shabbos that if you board on Tuesday, no Easter has been violated. Nonetheless, Chachamim don't want you on the boat on Yontif, and you should have gotten off on Erev Yontif. So, under those circumstances, we're going to put a knas on you, you can't take a haircut. But according to the Rosh and the Ritva, it happens to be only in relationship to a case of going from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Laaretz.
Is the Gemara in Shabbos talk about whether you're going to and from Eretz Yisrael?
Absolutely not. It's talking about any tour. Any
so
tour.
That's the whole new...
I know, but that's why... But that's so he followed the guidelines of Shabbos. The boat left on Tuesday. No problem.
But my point is, but those guidelines are independent of to and from Eretz Yisrael?
Yes. Completely. The Gemara makes no statement there whatsoever.
So they're just adding it to this Gemara, not to back to that Gemara.
Correct. Correct. Yeah. All right, we'll stop here.